the ongoing heat advisory has expired. However, the risk of wildfire has not, as red flag warnings and lightning have returned to Northern California.
So my name is James White. I'm a meteorologist here at the National Weather Service in Eureka. And we've had the active couple days here. We've had a kind of a pulse of monsoon moisture that's coming aloft above the ground. And that mixed with some more unstable conditions have allowed a bunch of dry thunderstorms to pop up each afternoon over the past couple days. And so most of those have been restricted to the high mountains there over the Yolabolis up into the Trinities and up to northern Humboldt. Though there have been just a few storms that have popped up closer to the coast. There were a couple near Garberville just a couple days ago in the early morning hours. So, you know, dry thunderstorms have been popping up in a variety of different locations. Thankfully, impacts have been relatively minimal from those so far. But we still have more storms ongoing today. So far, there's mostly over Trinity, though they've been drifting a little bit closer to the coast here in Humboldt, up there in northern Humboldt, around Willow Creek, Orleans, that kind of area. Thankfully, this evening should be the last day of thunderstorms. You know, those will continue here for the next few hours and then slowly calm down overnight. And that should be our last little peak of thunderstorms for a while. Some cooler weather, relatively cooler for the first few days this week. You know, temperatures back in the 80s for most of our interior valleys, or even the upper 70s when you're close to the coast there, like in Humboldt around Garberville. So a nice little reprieve here, at least for a couple days, before we slowly warm back up through the week, later in the week. But thankfully, no heat like what we had seen the past couple weeks on the horizon, just closer to normal in the 90s.
Despite temperatures in southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino moving to the high 80s and low 90s, a red flag warning is in effect for portions of Humboldt, Trinity, and Del Norte counties.
Yeah, so we've had a series of red flag warnings over the past few days. And red flag warnings indicate critical fire weather conditions, and that can take really two different forms. They're either issued for very hot, dry, and windy conditions, or they're issued for dry thunderstorms. And the ones we've had the past few days are for dry thunderstorms. So all that thunderstorm risk I was talking about earlier, we issue it for those just because that means there's a much greater increased likelihood of starts from those thunderstorms. And we have seen some starts around the area over the past few days. But the red flag warnings you see out today are for that continued threat of new fire starts from that lightning. And, you know, those are those can be really difficult to pinpoint. So it's not uncommon that we issue those red flag warnings and then some thunderstorms might pop out just outside of them or around the border of them. And those thunderstorms can be really hard to predict. So they do tend to be a little bit lower confidence than those ones that are focused on hot and dry conditions.
You can see a map of the areas impacted by the red flag warning at weather.gov/EKA. As the meteorologist mentioned, some fires were started over the weekend due to the dry lightning in the Ruth Lake region. For an update, we spoke with the District Ranger, Kristen Lark.
Of the Mad River Ranger District for the Six Rivers National Forest, and I wanted to share a little bit of information about the dry lightning that we had over the weekend across the Ranger District. There were two starts. The dam fire that was a tree strike near the Ruth Dam, and that was very small, and that fire is contained and being mopped up, and we have no concerns there. We're continuing to patrol that. The slightly larger fire is the Picket Fire, and that was located on South Fork Mountain above Ruth Lake area, and that fire currently is just about 10 acres. I know there have been reports that it was 12 acres, and we did have some retardant drops that were a little bit outside the active edge of the fire, and so that's where that larger number came from. So right now, that fire is in heavy mop-up stage. We do have a fire line completely around the perimeter. So that's been very good news. And there's a lot of heavy fuels in that area. That was the location and the 2015 fire. So folks that are familiar with the area know that there's a lot of standing dead snags in there that adds a little complexity to the firefighting. So we have about 80 personnel on that fire, which includes hand crews, engine crews. We had a fabulous response from the Southern Trinity Volunteer Fire Department, their engine crew and personnel. I can't say enough good things about our partnership with Southern Trinity Volunteers. They're just very professional, very good firefighters, and they really made a huge difference for us in the beginning of fighting this fire. So very pleased with them. And we have a new agreement this year with the Kenton Palm Xenia Fire Department, and they also were fabulous, and their water tender is helping us out on the fire as well. So very pleased about that. Early on, we had some help from CAL FIRE with their dozer, and then CAL FIRE aircraft as well. So it's looking good. Definitely heavy mop up right now. We have some professional fallers that showed up today that are assisting in abating those hazards so that the personnel on the ground can continue to do their work, you know, in a more safe manner. So looking good. We are going to continue to patrol and mop up the fire probably, you know, throughout this next week. But it's looking good for us, for the district and the community.
Another wildland fire was also reported within the Lassik Wilderness, which is the mountain range to the west of Ruth Lake. However, Ranger Lark explained,
there actually was no fire in the Lassik Wilderness. That was reported early on, and it was just some drift smoke that was observed. And so we had folks up there to look around for it, and it was what we call UTF and able to find, so there was no fire up there.
Fire is a natural part of California's landscape. However, a lack of fire due to years of suppression has led to conditions that create catastrophic incidents, which is noted in the Forest Service's updated policies, which used to allow lightning fires to burn while crews monitored their behavior. However, they now have a full suppression model to prevent uncontrollable megafires.
We are in a full response for any fire that breaks out right now, and that is definitely what this district is doing. Fire is an important resource tool to improve the health of the forest, but it has to be the right time, the right conditions, and this right now is not that. We are, for one, in fire restrictions, so for folks that don't know, hadn't heard, on July 12th, the Six Rivers went into full fire restrictions, which means no campfires unless you are in a developed campground or in one of our fire safe sites or in the wilderness. So, you know, we're in fire restrictions, so we're not going to be doing any sort of resource benefit fire, you know, if you want to call it that. And then we are also, well, we were in red flag. The district right now is just outside the red flag warning for dry lightning, but adjacent to us, immediately adjacent to us, those areas are in red flag. So, you know, with the activity that's in the state right now as well and needing to have resources available for full suppression, that is what the Forest Service and the Six Rivers National Forest is doing right now.
In closing, she encouraged folks to enjoy the beauty of the Mad River Ranger District, but to do so fully prepared and in accordance with their policies.
Our district office, we're open Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 4:30, and please call or stop in and get up-to-date, timely information for, you know, the time and the location of where you're planning to travel. We also can write you campfire permits as well, and we do that when we're not in fire restrictions, and you can get those online. But I just wanted to remind everybody that even if you have a campfire permit, that does not mean that you can have a campfire when we're in fire restrictions. So we have maps here, we have local knowledge, so, you know, come on into the office or give us a call, and we'll do the best we can to answer your questions. You know, folks traveling, it's really important to make sure that you can be self-contained and take care of yourself. You know, whether it's road construction or the heat, it's important to have enough water and make sure you have food and, you know, supplies to kind of be self-contained in case you do get stuck somewhere. And then remember to call 911. I know not everybody has cell service, where depending on where you're at. There, if you really go backcountry, there are some commercially available devices like InReach or you know, other sort of satellite devices that you can use to communicate. But the quickest way, if you have cell coverage, is to call 911 if you're in having some sort of, you know, emergency of some sort where you need help. And then just folks, just sort of have situational awareness, pay attention to what's going on around you, gather that information before you travel, and just try to practice being safe the best ways that you know how.
Nearly 90% of wildland incidents are human-caused, 10% of which are caused by utilities malfunctioning. That's according to the California Public Utilities Commission. And downed power lines are likely the cause of a wildfire in southern Humboldt this afternoon.
Yes, this is Jeremy Ward, Battalion Chief with the CAL FIRE Humboldt-Delmar Unit Fire Prevention Bureau. So today there was a fire in the Fruitland Ridge area on the 11,000 block of Dyerville Loop Road. At around 10:24 a.m., received a report of a possible vegetation fire in the area. Our first unit at scene arrived and reported about a quarter of an acre of grass burning at a slow rate of spread with no structure threat. Forward progress on that fire was stopped about an hour later at just under 2 acres. And during that fire, we were supported with resources from other departments who we've already hired to assist with coverage, while we have some of our own equipment out fighting fires in other parts of the state. That included Fortuna and Shelter Cove fire departments. Fruitland Ridge and Miranda also supported this fire. The cause is still under investigation, but yes, we did receive reports of possibly power lines down in the area. Utility-caused fires are not unheard of, pretty much every unit. It is something that we look at and we try and do some inspections when we can, and as well as you may be aware, PG&E has a lot of folks out who do the power line inspections and clearance, and they use a lot of subcontractors for that as well.
KMA News reached out to PG&E spokesperson Megan McFarland for comment on today's incident. However, we have not heard back as of news time. This incident was also the likely cause of an outage that resulted in over 2,600 to be without power. But as of 6 p.m. news time, all customers have been restored, according to pge.com/outages. And Battalion Chief Ward cautions that anyone who suspects a power line down to call 911 immediately and to stay at least 50 feet away.
We would always recommend that people stay away from any down power lines. Our stance for our department is we will stay away from those power lines until a utility company representative can confirm for us that they are not only de-energized but also grounded so that there is no risk to the firefighters. So we recommend people do the same. Please just stay back from any down power lines and call 911.
Earlier this Monday morning, all evacuation warnings in effect from the Point Fire east of Garberville on Alder Point Road have been lifted, with its containment growing to 80%.
Yes, so we are making progress on the Point Fire. I don't have any current information on how many more days we will have resources assigned. There was a lot of heavy mop-up in the area, but there is some concern, you know, in other parts of the unit where the lightning is starting to occur and just other fires burning in the north part of the state that are affecting some of our resource availability. Again, please be careful with all the activity and the recent weather we've had. Just remind folks to be careful with any of their outdoor activities and try not to spark any more wildfires. We've got a lot of resources already committed, and it's not the time of year to be starting other preventable fires.
Helpful tips on how to prepare your home and family at readyforwildfire.org.